Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Christians do not really know how to interpret pain. So wrote Philip Yancey. If you pin them against the wall, he continues, or in a dark secret moment, many Christians would probably concede that pain was God's mistake. He really should have worked harder and invented a better way of alerting us to the world's dangers. Yancey is probably right. Someone observed that in school we study to learn the lesson, then take the test. But in life, you take the test, then learn the lesson. That was much the way it was with Paul, who struggled with the pain and humiliation of what he described as a thorn in the flesh, something he was convinced was used by Satan in an attempt to defeat him emotionally, physically, and spiritually. On 3 occasions, he pleaded with God to take it away once and for all. Yet God chose to answer by turning his affliction into blessing, weakness into strength, and uncertainty to resolution. Paul's answer came from God, not with a spectacular healing or a bolt of lightning that ripped across the sky. God quietly spoke, and the message written in Paul's heart was simply this: "My grace is sufficient for you." Therefore, wrote Paul, "I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me." Paul passed the test, then he learned the lesson. Now, had Paul stopped there, it would have been a tremendous accomplishment. But in the verses that follow, he mentioned 5 situations in which he could lean upon God's grace and strength for help. 1, weakness or sickness. 2, insults or social exclusion because of his faith in Christ. 3, distresses, which could well include economic hardship. 4, persecution. And 5, difficulties. Let me give you the text concerning the words of Paul. He said, "That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Suffice it to say that these 5 included 5 categories of problems which distress people today. Physical needs, insults and derogatory remarks stemming from prejudice. 3, upsetting, distressing situations, and that's a rather large umbrella. Religious persecution and just plain difficulty. When I am weak, then I am strong. There are some great lessons to be learned from situations which we would do almost anything to avoid. Apart from the Bible, the most influential Christian book in China is a little volume entitled Streams in the Desert. It was compiled and written by Letty Kalman as she nursed her missionary husband as his health failed. For 6 long years, this couple prayed and struggled with the problem of being laid aside with illness when their hearts yearned to be back on the mission field. In the 5th year of his illness, Kalman wrote, "The best hours of my illness have been when the fierce fires of suffering are kindling and scorching all around me." For it was then that he felt the great strength of his Lord. Yes, when we are the weakest, we can discover his strength in the greatest way. You can learn that lesson for yourself. Can you honestly say, "When I am weak, then I am strong"? When I am at the end of my rope, I can find God's help and strength. You can, friend. He's enough. There are times when you see something in nature, a meteor that streaks across the sky, a sunset, the northern lights, something that is awesome, and you realize, wow, God is really big, really powerful. It is that same realization that hits you when you get to the end of yourself and you discover His grace is enough. He cares about you. I'm Harold Sala. You've just heard Guidelines.